Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's do it. All right, last week, Rob, the NFL world went into a tizzy when it was announced that Rob Gronkowski would make a big announcement this week.
Right.
You know, obviously, a lot of people were expecting him to come back, you know, to the Patriots and join Tom Brady again for another run to the Super Bowl. Instead, his announcement, his big announcement today, was that he is going to promote players being able to use CBD, that's cannabis, medicinal cannabis,
for
their pain relief.
Wait a minute.
A lot of ex-players are, I know a lot of NBA players getting into that business.
Well, because
Paul Pierce, because Al Harrington.
There's a big market. A lot of people in this country smoke. I have never smoked, Chris, ever. It doesn't appeal to me, but a lot of people smoke, I guess, and that's why.
I'm with you. I've never smoked a cigarette in college. I did try.
Did you inhale?
Smoke a joint a few times. I think I did it wrong because all it did was burn my throat.
So you didn't do it right? You're not supposed to do that.
I mean, I did get, I guess, a little bit of a high, but it burnt my throat.
Can you believe, so I'm a 55-year-old black man. I've never even put weed to my mouth. Ever.
So black man, it makes it.
No, I'm just saying
that qualifying. Well, hold
because
on.
Most
correct
people,
me if I'm wrong.
Most people assume that
when we were coming up, it was called pot, right? And it was more prevalent among, at least where I remember, white guys.
Oh, no
doubt. They were smoking pot, right? It wasn't this huge thing.
I went to a white college, so I'm saying.
We both did. And I even just high school, junior high, I remember white kids smoking pot. And, you know, not that there weren't black kids that did what they call reefer back then.
It was reefer, that was
right.
But
it was more prevalent among white youth, in my experience. And actually surveys do show now it's pretty much even, but I never did it,
but it's not because I wanted to be a goody-good. I just didn't appeal to me. Like, I've never smoked a cigarette. I was just never interested in that. Never.
Yeah, it's getting pretty big, obviously, now, and that was what Gronk wanted to announce. But, of course, people were interested in what he had to say about football with Andrew Luck stepping down at age 29, as Gronk did. He was 29 when he stepped down. Here's what Gronk had to say.
I want to be clear to my fans. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down, and I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life, like the joy. I'm sorry right now, but I really was, and I was fighting through it.
Did you hear
if
that,
you
Chris?
Saw that, if did you see? I saw it. He was about to cry.
That's
he was
what,
on
right.
the verge of tears, and it just tells you how painful it was. Let me just say this. I know where you're gonna go, and I'm just gonna say something real brief, and then you go where you want to go, and I'll respond.
Yep.
You know, I didn't play football at the highest level. Obviously, I didn't even play in college. I played through high school. I loved football. It's my favorite sport. More so than basketball.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And I thought about even walking on. I was recruited, you know, small schools, Division III to play football. But I thought about walking on Division I. That's how much I loved it, like Syracuse or something like
right.
that. But the older I got, the more painful it became. I'm just talking about high school football. And I was a running back early in my high school career. And by the last two games of the season, I was basically ready for it to be over.
Wow.
As much as I loved it because it was just painful. And then, I became a receiver. And it was just like, if I could, I would have played football in college at Division III if I could have just played in the games. But I didn't want to. Practice is what ate you up. And you're just, you know, it's painful. And again, that's at high school level. So Imagine these guys that went through big-time Division I football.
Right.
Then they're in the NFL. I get what Gronk was saying. I mean, it is painful. These guys are straight-up modern-day gladiators. And somebody who really hasn't played at that level or maybe never played football at any level, it's hard to understand just how tough and physically grinding that sport is.
No doubt about it. But just to hear a guy who had so much success. This is not a guy who played on some bad team, Chris. Got his butt kicked, you know, lost a lot of games. He played at a high level. They won a lot of champions, you know, they won championships. Yep. And this guy said, football brought me down. Did you hear it? Rob G, can we play that one more time? He said that football brought him down. Here we go. Listen.
I want to be clear to my fans. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down, and I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life, like the joy. I'm sorry right now, but oh, dang, I really was, and I was fighting through it.
He was losing the joy in life by playing
when you're in
football pain.
Right? No, when you wake up in the morning and you're physically in pain, that's not even talking about just whatever head trauma you might suffer.
Right.
But just the physical, your legs, your arms. He talked about he pulled a quad, I think, in the Super Bowl, and he was crying at night in the bed after they win the Super Bowl because he's in pain. So I get it. Yeah. But go ahead, because I'm going to say this. Let me just
go ahead.
Because I know you. Look, I don't think this means that there's going to be a trend of guys retiring.
Oh, there's
early.
Already a trend. You're kidding
yourself. There's not. There's two guys. And they're both injured. Now, guys, if they're physically banged up and, yeah, they could get out there and play, but they're really banged up and in pain, then guys are going to step down, and that's fine. And it's actually probably what they should do, especially the money in football now is so big that you can make, you know, millions, and then you don't have to play a full 10, 15
but
years.
But you're making the argument on why this trend is more prevalent.
No, I'm about to tell you the truth. Because for every Rob Gronkowski, there's a Jason Witten. Jason Witten's coming back. Jason Witten played 16 years, 15 years, and now he's coming back age 37 to play.
What do you
Jerry
think
Jason? Jerry Rice played till he was 42. Tom Brady is 42 and going strong, wants to play at least three more years. It's different individuals.
I'm telling you, you're going to have more 29. You never had a 29-year-old.
Really? How about Jim Brown?
Well, but he wasn't making any money. That's why he quit football.
So what? He stopped. How about Barry
Sanders?
But
that's why. Barry Sanders is another
Calvin
one.
Calvin Johnson. I mean, I'm just saying, like, this is a few guys, and there's always been a few guys.
I think you're missing the boat. I think guys make more money now. I don't think guys are going to allow themselves to put up with the pain, have their bodies beat up, not be able to play with their kids, or have to suffer. And I'm telling you, you'll see more of it when guys realize, and this is what normally happens. When you see big guys, it's like the LeBron thing. I always say this. He didn't start it, Chris, and I'm talking about when they started resting players. He didn't start it. So I'm not blaming it on him because that was Popovich, okay?
Right.
But
right.
When they started seeing a player of LeBron's caliber taking time off during the season, they said if LeBron can do – you follow the leader. If LeBron can do it, then it must not be the worst thing in the world. And I'm a good player as well, a star player. Other guys followed his lead. They're now going to look and say –
that's something different.
No,
resting
but I'm saying –
in
no,
games
but,
is different
but I'm
than
telling
actually
you, they're
giving
gonna
up
look
your
at,
job, your
they're
going
to look and say a 29-year-old guy with $60 million – on
he
the
was
table
hurt.
On Andrew Luck, but he still could have worked through it, Chris.
No,
he
but
still
that, that's
worked
where you're
through
off,
it.
Rob.
I'm not.
And I'm not saying you might not see more. If you were pointing to a Patrick Willis or somebody like that who was healthy, then I give it to you. But guys who are healthy aren't. And Gronk, he can say he feels fine now. Gronk was always banged up. He missed 29 games over his last 7 years. And I can point to a Larry Fitzgerald. Why is Larry Fitzgerald still playing?
Has nothing
he's
else to do.
He's on a horrible team. No, he's very smart. You know his dad. His dad's a sports writer. Larry Fitzgerald's very intelligent. He's got a lot of other interests, but he loves football. You know it, Robin. Every field of endeavor, including sports writing, there are people that love it and wouldn't do it for free.
And there are also people that like it, and once they get the money,
they're going to step away. It's the same thing in pro sports.
But there are also those people who just don't identify with anything else, and that's why they hang around the press box till they're 75, even though they don't work for anybody. All I'm saying is I think that these things, when you start to hear this, people will reevaluate and wonder. We've already seen a drop in kids playing football, people with the CTE. You're going to start to see where people are going to say, you know what, I made enough money, I'm good, I don't want to put my, and they might not be in the condition, and I'll give you that, Chris, that Andrew Luck is in, which is more dire.
Or even Gronk.
But they might say to themselves, I don't want to get to that place. I don't feel it the same way that I used to, and I'd rather get out early than too late, and I think you'll see more of it. That's all I'm saying.
We'll see. I mean, like I said, I think Andrew Luck is a different, and so is Gronk. They're different to me because their bodies were banged up. And some people, those two were warriors. We know it. Two of the best, in the league at their position, and big and strong guys. But different people's bodies, some of it's genetic. Everybody's body can't go through an 82-game NBA season. Everybody's body can't go through multiple years of 16-game NFL seasons. And some guys can. A Chris Carter, a Jerry Rice, a Tim Brown. For every guy like Gronk or Andrew Luck, we can get a guy who's either playing now or retired to come on and say, I love it.
I think the more
I watched Damian Woody today, our former colleague, he was like, I'll play 18 games. I love it. I mean, there are guys that you love it more than others, and guys that whose physical makeup can take it, whereas other guys can't.
I think that there will be, because of all that people see and all the more knowledge we have and all the other things, I just think that there's a better chance that you're going to start seeing more players bow out earlier.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Big story in the NFL has been the owner's insistence on any time the collective bargaining agreement comes up, and we know they're in talks now. They're trying to, avoid work stoppage in a couple years. Anytime it comes up, the owners seem to bring up that they want an 18-game season. Now, the players do want a bigger chunk, a bigger piece of the pie. NFL players get about 47% of the league's revenue, which I think is too low.
And I think they should get at least 50. You need to understand, too, there are certain things that the players don't get. And I think that's where, when you look at that number, it says, like, well, that sounds fair, 47%.
Don't you think they should get at least 50?
At least, but also least. The luxury suites, Chris, the highest seats, aren't included in that package. Concession and parking, not included.
Is that
in those
definite? Because I know they're always, well, I just know from the NBA covering their lockouts, that is always a battle.
Yeah.
In that, what is going to be, they're almost working with different books.
That's what I'm saying.
The players are saying this is all basketball related income. The owners are saying no. Right. And it's almost like they're hiding junk.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, why are the suites the highest priced tickets are the ones
right.
that you
right.
can't
exactly.
get a piece of? I mean, that everything that's revenue should be included.
No
everything.
Question. But here's the deal. So the owners are like, look, we're not even really trying to. Now, this is according to sources. Dan Graziano of ESPN wrote this. They're like, we're not even trying to hear about giving you, a bigger piece of the pie unless you're ready to discuss 18 games. And my point is this. And in fact, I'm going to read this quote by Arthur Blank, the owner of the Atlanta Falcons, before I, to use Skip's word, what does he say? Unleash.
Unleash.
Before I unleash, all right? Here's Arthur Blank. He told this to Von McClure You probably know Vaughn, good writer, covers the NFL. No,
yeah, of course. We all both know him.
Here is what Arthur Blank said. In terms of expanding the length of the season, whether it be with additional playoff games or regular season games, and whether it would be to 17 or 18, I certainly would be in favor of an expansion, probably initially to 17 games to see how that works, then have 18. But, and the but is the biggest caveat here, Blank says, if we do that, we have to make sure that our first priority, which is player safety and health, is being kept in the forefront of that discussion.
How, Chris?
Stop it! They don't go together. 18 games, adding two regular season games or one playoff game, does not mesh with player safety. In no way, shape, or form. They talked about, well, you could add players, you could add guys on a practice squad. That defeats the purpose for the players, because if you add players, they're taking some of my money.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's like saying, I'm having an affair with it. I want to have an affair with a guy's wife, but I really want to make sure his feelings aren't hurt.
Right.
What? They're mutually exclusive.
Chris, you're not talking about my marriage, are you? No.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying? Like, 18 games is putting the players in greater danger. And you just saw one of the best players in the NFL, one of the best quarterback prospects we've ever seen, retire because his body is beat up.
At 29.
One of the greatest tight ends we've ever seen. Retire because his body is banged up. And now you want to play two more games? Your first priority is not the player's health and safety. Your first priority is money, period.
I can't say it any better than you just said it. I'm with you. Here we're going to be in lockstep because they don't go together. They have no, Chris, the only reason they want 18 games is they can charge the network more money.
Yep.
You know, preseason games are local TV, right? There's no money there. People don't even want to go to a preseason game. Chris, when the barbershop in Detroit had season tickets, we couldn't give away the preseason games. Seriously.
They're horrible. I try to watch them, and
you
it's
can't
like,
watch
yeah,
that.
It's terrible.
It really just is a waste, and I get it. They want to make more money. And they should understand that you're only putting people at risk. Remember, the NFL used to be 12 games, Chris.
12 games.
It used to be 12.
Yep.
And then it went to
14.
14 and then 16. It used to be 12. That's all there were.
It is utterly ridiculous. And you said it. This is greed in the highest order. And for all the listeners out there, remember this. Remember this. We are talking about billionaires. Billionaires. They don't need a dime from the NFL. Right? That's why they always win the work stoppages. Because they're wealthy and the players are rich.
And the player, right. There's a big difference between the two.
They made their money elsewhere. And the owning an NFL team is a hobby. It's about pride. It's about bragging rights. They don't need the money. So why in the world are they pushing for 18 games? I get it. They want to cut the preseason by two games. Then cut it.
Just cut it and play two preseason and then play 16 games. And you know what? Do it that way. I'm with you. I just think this is ridiculous. And the players' union better not give in. They better not, for the betterment of them. They're watching their own players go down and retiring and saying that their bodies and where they are in life. I mean, you should stop to say maybe the body's not. We're pushing it at 16 games, Chris.
I'm with you, Rob.
Now the preseason, they don't even want to play them. They don't want to play. And only scrubs play. I shouldn't call them scrubs, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, relatively speaking.
Stars aren't playing. They don't want them to waste their time and energy in a game that doesn't matter.
And
potentially
they're already
getting hurt.
Not letting you practice hard, right? You hardly can hit in practice. The starters don't play in the preseason games for the most part. And now you want to add two more regular season games. Adding two more regular season games will take away the benefit of not hitting in practice. It'll take away the benefit of not playing in the preseason because you're adding two more games of wear and tear and beat down on your body. Here's the other thing, Rob. One of the worst things in professional sports is when star players or critical players are injured in the playoffs
right.
or for the playoffs, right? I mean, we hated that Kevin Durant wasn't in the playoffs last year.
We would rather them be at full strength.
Right. When Klay Thompson went down, it was like, come on, this is terrible. That's terrible for sports leagues. And you are risking further injury. There's a greater chance of an Aaron Rodgers, of a Tom Brady, of a Cam Newton, or whoever it is, missing playoff games if you extend the regular season to 18.
100%.
This is unbelievable. I mean, you never want to excuse greed. But if these guys weren't already filthy rich, filthy wealthy, you know what I mean? Like, if they weren't just swimming in money, maybe you could excuse it.
But that's all this is. It's a straight-up money grab. There's no reason. The league makes $11 billion. Is that not enough? And, Chris, the only reason that they want more games is to be able to charge the networks for two more games.
Yep.
That's all. That's what it is. It's nothing else. Fans aren't clamoring. I haven't heard one fan say they wish there were more games. And you know what, everybody? Oh, they can't get enough football. Didn't we just see that football league just go out? You know what?
I don't even remember the name of it now. The Alliance of Football or right. American Football Alliance. Whatever it was.
But how long? No, people don't want more.
Right.
Stop. They want their NFL. They want it the way it is. They want to take a break when the season's over, Chris, and then be able to yearn for it. They don't want – it's like I always say, you love ice cream until you start working at the ice cream factory, right?
Right.
Then all of a sudden you don't want it.
I'm even with you. And look, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to me, but I like it the way it is.
I do.
You don't need even another playoff game. They're talking about adding an extra team to the playoffs.
I don't know about you. The playoffs have been great. I'm good with the playoffs.
Right. I mean, like I said, it wouldn't kill me if they added a team in each conference, but you don't need to. You don't need to. Like you said, it's been great. You already have seasons when the wild card, a team that went 10-6, wins the Super Bowl. Do you want the seventh seed maybe winning the Super Bowl? You know, so I think it's fine the way it is. This is greed on the part of the owners, and I'm with you. But the players, they want money, and they may – I wouldn't be surprised if they gave in, but I hope, like you, that they can show some fortitude and hold out because this is not good for them.
Well, you know already that league, that union I can't trust, and I think they're the worst union.
It is.
They're just the worst. There's no denying it.
They've
been bent over so many times over the barrel and taken advantage of. They just have been. They have power, Chris, together.
But
they're not prepared. They're not ready for a battle. The only reason why the baseball union is the strongest, they have a war chest filled with money. That's what you need, Chris, in order to take on the billionaires.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I hope they're ready to fight. I doubt they're ready to fight. And I get it. The average guy plays three years.
3.5 years. We got
it.
Right,
and you're not making that guy who's playing 3 or 4 years not making a ton of money. So I get it.
So he don't want to give up any of it, but still.
But this, don't go to 18 games. Do not. It is not good for you. We're going to see more injuries. We're going to see more big names out of the playoffs. And the fans, unless they disagree, we're going to, as always, give them a chance to weigh in, Rob. But I'm telling you, you fans need to make your voices heard. You don't want 18. Maybe they want 18.
People love
football. We all love football. I'm just saying, my thing is, you're going to have some playoffs where you don't have your stars available. Because more guys are going to get hurt in the regular season.
And I would rather not. I'd rather have the stars in less games. I'm with you.
I'd rather have, and I'm not advocating this, but I'd rather have 14 games if the stars were going to be healthy than 16 when they're not healthy.
And we know there's always a chance of getting hurt in game one compared to game 18. I get it. But the more times you're out there, the more chances you open yourself up that you could get injured. That's just fact.
No doubt about it. Where do you guys stand? 877-95-99 on Fox.
I'm curious on this one. Where
I think some people may want more games. And we had Mike Freeman on from Bleacher Report, and I said it before him, but he said it. He reiterated it. People don't understand the brutality of this game. Rob, I know you've been on sidelines. Obviously, I've covered mainly NBA. A couple years ago, when I was still at the other network, they took us to a football game. And we got to stand on the sidelines. It was the Jets and the Bears. It was a Monday night game. And that was my first time on an NFL sideline during a game.
Right.
And again, I played football in high school, loved it. I was about that.
The speed and
it was scary.
Television, television distorts.
No question, it sanitizes it.
Yes, it does.
Even in the warm-ups, watching the defensive backs, how big and fast the players were, how cut up the defensive backs were. They're obviously not huge, but the speed at which they were moving in their drills. And then to see the big guys and the kickoff looked like war. And you hear the hits. I mean, it like Mike Freeman said, it's like a bunch of car crashes.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Carly Lloyd, the soccer player, great soccer player, female. Did you see the video of her kicking a 55-yard field goal?
Yes.
Well, apparently, a few NFL teams have reached out to her about kicking for them in a preseason game.
I could see it.
And she may actually do it. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rob G.
She may kick.
She's not going to do it?
Rob, I thought she has.
I thought there was talk she might do it this Thursday.
I thought she has a conflict.
Yeah, she says she was reportedly considering it, but the fact that it is at the same time as a international friendly she has for soccer.
Right. She can't.
It would probably be the reason why she wouldn't do it.
I would love to see that.
Let me just say something.
Look at
something.
Chris. Here we go.
Let me just say something. And I'm a man with two daughters.
Here
I
we
live
go.
In a house with three women. So I'm not chauvinistic or anything.
Uh-oh. Here we go. What'd you say, Chris? Barefoot, pregnant? Go ahead.
No,
keep continuing.
Look, this has nothing to do with Carly Lloyd being a female.
USC, Chris, get that dump on him,
buddy. I am telling you.
I'm a woman.
This is a gimmick. Teams asking her to kick in a preseason game is a gimmick.
Why is it a gimmick?
They want ratings. They want buzz. Here's why it's a gimmick. Because anybody that watched that video of her kicking a 55-yard field goal, it was nice, fine. I mean, I'm not going to take that away from her. But if you really look at it, anybody that sits here, and I know these football executives know this, the ones that called her and all that, and come kick for us, they know this. She was 5 yards back when she started moving toward kicking that ball. And if you watch NFL kickers, they are 3 yards back.
All right, Chris, you can't make an adjustment of 2 yards.
You can't. It's a big difference. Watch the NFL kickers when they kick off. They could kick field goals from 75, 80 yards they kick off. Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Because
I'm serious. I'm not. This is not sexist or anything. I'm just saying the fact that she had a 5 yard running start or 5 yard start, kicked the field goal without padding on. Equipment on without a pass rush or a rush does not, nobody would think that's going to correlate to being able to kick a field goal in a game with rushers in equipment with a 3 yard start. Like I said, if you watch kickers on kickoffs, they can put it through the uprights from the other 35 yard line when they have a several yards back and they have that type of start. And that's what she had. And you can't make the adjustment because the reason they only go from 3 yards is because the rushers are coming too quickly.
But
that's my point. Like, you can't. And if you want to give a female a shot, a real shot, there's a female kicker in Division II, Adams State. I forgot her name. But give her a shot. If you really want to give a female and be fair about it, it's like the Condoleezza Rice thing. What was she going to become, a head coach?
She was.
Were we talking about that? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Give a female who really is into football, not just a fan, but works in the game. If you want to give somebody a chance, do it that way.
Don't
make it a gimmick. I'm actually standing up for women.
Don't they call it soccer football? I mean, so what's the difference, Chris?
Difference between soccer and football? Is that what you're saying?
Here's my point, though, is what are you against giving her a shot? If she can't make it.
I'm just saying it's a gimmick.
If she gets it blocked, what if she's good? You know how many bad NFL kickers there are? The Bears lost the playoffs because the guy couldn't kick a chip shot when it mattered most.
I'm saying she shouldn't go along with the gimmick.
What?
And she's not.
Why?
Don't be used as a gimmick, as a tool.
But what if she's good enough and she can make it, Chris?
Well, then let's see her kick from a 3-yard start than a 5-yard start with guys rushing before we throw her in there.
But why?
That's like saying somebody went out there and hit a 3-pointer. Oh, let's put him in the NBA.
But that could happen, though, once she gets on the team and she practices.
How it works, Rob.
Why?
You make the team. You don't be given a spot.
Yes, you do.
You have to earn it.
They're giving her a tryout. They give people tryouts all the time. Chris,
oh, they
don't
can give her a
team.
Tryout. You say it once she's on the team.
Yeah, so she give her a tryout.
You can try out, but we didn't see a trial. We saw an exhibition that has nothing to do with a football game. I'm trying to protect her. Don't be used as a gimmick, as a prop, just to create buzz. I'm actually on Carly's side.
The only thing I'll
y'all
say.
Y'all, throw her out there to the wolves.
Put her out there, but the only thing is that she can have is she can have the placeholder using a oven mitt. You know what I mean? To hold a football. That will not be allowed.
Look at you. And you got the nerve to call me, talk about me wanting them barefoot and pregnant and all that.
No, I'm all in. I'm all in on giving people opportunities. If she's no good, you cut her. Let her get a shot at it, Chris. What if she can't make the field goal or she gets
cut
a block?
Her, so we should just put her on the team?
No, I mean a tryout first. And then she can make a couple in tryouts, give her a chance to kick in a real game under pressure with the rush, Chris.
Let's put her in practice first.
So you're not against her going to practice in a tryout?
She can earn it, but I think there are other people that would deserve it before her. But if she could earn it, then, yeah, I'd be all for it.
Okay, that's different than
listen to what Keenan Allen. Yeah, it wasn't about her being a woman. It was about looking at that video and saying that's got nothing to do with real football, even just kicking the football. Because he had a giant start that normal kickers don't get, and they don't get it because there's a pass rush. Here's what Keenan Allen, the wide receiver, said. Sounds sweet, and about her kicking for a team. Till somebody blocks the kick and all of a sudden she's on defense. It would be like the stampede scene in the Lion King movie.
I think
she do got a boot, though.
But you know what? I'll say this. How many of the other kickers, when they have in that situation, Chris, they get run over like a stampede?
No,
they look frail.
No.
They're pushed down, and they fall over.
Rob G and Ralph, y'all can get in this.
No.
No, I saw a kicker. Who was that kicker? Was he for the Browns? He drilled somebody on the kickoff last week.
But the other
who was that?
But most of the kickers are weak and frail.
No, stop it.
And they're not even
players. No, these guys are studs. These guys were athletes at a certain level.
No, they weren't. They were soccer
they're
players.
They're not athletes at the pro level, but in high school, a lot of them were actually pretty decent athletes.
I don't have a problem.
No, a woman doesn't need to be out there when it gets rough. I mean, there's a reason, there's a difference. Nah, she don't need to be out there when it gets rough.
You sound like when Billie Jean King wanted to play tennis.
Nah, that's tennis. And there's a difference. Nah, you know that.
What was his name? Bobby Riggs.
He was old.
Right, Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King. Didn't she beat him?
She beat him. He was old.
All right.
Let her get out there with Arthur Ashe or Jimmy Connors or something.
Are
men not better?
And then you would say that you
men
would get
mopped better
up?
Tennis players. Serena said it. Serena said she couldn't beat any the top-ranked men. She knows it.
She could beat you.
Yeah, she could stomp me.